Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I am with Dr. Shauna Zorich with UB. And Dr. Zorich, how similar were the regulations, the social distancing regulations in 1918 to combat the flu pandemic to what we're seeing in 2020 with the coronavirus?
So there's significant similarity between the regulations put in place in 1918 and currently. In October of 1918, the mayor of Buffalo at the time issued a proclamation that restricted assembly of more than 10 individuals. So this led to the closing of schools and churches and recreational facilities as well, like theaters, saloons, and bowling alleys, and even public funerals were banned at the time. Buffalo residents were also advised to decrease contact with each other and to stop shaking hands. So the restrictions being put on those individuals are very similar to what we're seeing today.
How rigorously were those restrictions enforced 100 years ago?
So in Buffalo, they were definitely rigorously enforced. The health department inspectors and police officers were directed to investigate establishments that were ordered to close, and there were punishments in place for those that did not comply. So, for example, the Buffalo Evening News reported that 6 tavern owners had received fines for violating the mandate. So significant enforcement was certainly in place at that time.
And how effective were these restrictions 100 years ago in preventing the spread of the flu compared to these restrictions, what we're seeing now, and possibly preventing the coronavirus?
So the restrictive measures that were put in place in Buffalo lasted about 3 weeks. And as I said previously, they did a really good job of enforcing the public health measures. And as a result, in Buffalo, they saw less morbidity, which is a term that means disease, than other cities across the country. Though I do think it's important to recognize that in no way was Buffalo spared as a result of these restrictions. In 1918, the city of Buffalo reported over 3,000 deaths due to pneumonia and influenza. These numbers are really very significant, but they would have been higher had Buffalo not taken the swift action that it took.
This flu pandemic took place right in the midst of World War I, and obviously having doctors here and doctors helping those injured in combat, they were pretty much spread thin.
They were. So a medical personnel shortage was a major challenge during this pandemic. As you said, many medical personnel were deployed overseas to help with the war effort. So this meant that there weren't enough personnel left back at home to take care of the sick. So in response to this, Buffalo called up sophomore, junior, and senior medical students from the University of Buffalo to help treat the sick. And these students then helped support the pandemic response.
That sounds similar to what's happening right now with some of the seniors with the pandemic. Is that not the case?
So I can't comment on exactly what the University at Buffalo is doing right now, but I do know that Governor Cuomo has put out a request for physicians and nurses that are no longer in clinical practice to potentially return to practice. And I also know that he has started asking medical schools about their students and their willingness to potentially volunteer to help.
I know this is tough to gauge right now, but these restrictions that we're seeing for the coronavirus now, similar to what we saw 100 years ago, how effective do you think the restrictions will be for curbing the spread of coronavirus?
Well, I do think they are going to be effective because we know how coronavirus is spread. It's spread from one person to another person through infected respiratory secretions. And we know that if individuals are within 6 feet of each other, then you can have transmission from one person to another person. And so since we know that and we understand that, if we can make sure that we're practicing social distancing and we're keeping ourselves out of, you know, out of group settings as much as possible, we are going to be able to decrease transmission. There's one thing I would add. I think it's important to recognize that, like in 1918, protecting the public's health at the expense of business and commerce is an unfortunate situation to be in. No one wants to find themselves in that situation, but when you're dealing with a public health emergency, it's really important to be resolute in our support of public health intervention so that we can mitigate the effects of the pandemic.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.